Hey everybody, this is Bob Barker with the AGC of Wisconsin, and I want to welcome you to today's Forward Construction Podcast. Today is March 12th, 2024, and I'm very pleased to have AGC past president and vice president of Tri-North Builders of Fitchburg, Wisconsin with me. Welcome, Anna Stern.
Thank you. Yeah. Hi.
So I didn't realize, but you're my first two-time podcast
That's an honor.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining me again. So, thought maybe we'd get a little update from you and talk about a few things that you're involved in. Last time we talked about your pathway into the industry and into Tri-North Builders, and I think maybe we'll touch on a little bit of that, rehash that a little bit, but then get into some of the personal and professional initiatives that you're involved in at Tri-North. And I want you just, talk a little bit about your role at Tri-North and Tri-North Builders as far as the company goes.
Sure. So Tri-North is, we're a little bit different from a lot of our Wisconsin contractors in that we work in all 50 states, Canada as well, although I try to avoid that. And so it's primarily retail work that takes us around the country, although more and more that's also commercial work, so hotels, lots of ground-up retail like Walmart projects, things like that. And then obviously we also work here in the state of Wisconsin doing the same type of projects. My role at Tri-North is a little bit of a dual role. I function as our general counsel because I am a licensed attorney, and then I also oversee all of our day-to-day operations and our staff and kind of all the risk management that goes into that.
All the fun stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know it's pretty amazing. I did not realize that how many states you guys worked in, but it's pretty amazing how you can manage working in that many states and keep things straight and going in the right direction. I'm sure that adds a lot of risk and a lot of challenges that actually, you know, not traveling provides, obviously. But
It definitely always makes it interesting around here.
Yeah. So last week was Women in Construction Week. And in 2022, when we did our first podcast, we talked about our She Builds Wisconsin initiative and the growing effort to expose women to construction careers. And I'm just curious what your thoughts are, your perceptions about, you know, in the last 2 years. I mean, have we made much progress in that area?
I think we have. I mean, it feels often at times like it's tiny little baby steps, but then when you take a step back and look at kind of what all we've accomplished, there's a lot more than I think people realize. Even if it's just kind of the education programs that we do, whether it's at the annual meeting or at the summer meeting, all of that helps. It helps educate the people who are already in the industry, and it helps prepare for the people who are coming into the industry. And then on top of that, we did last year the She Builds Camp here in Madison, which was for middle school age girls, and it was in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, and it exposed those girls to careers in the construction industry pretty much across the board. In the field, they got experience actually building something, but they also got to learn about a lot of the other roles that are in the construction industry. They got to learn about the technology and do a lot of really fun things. And I think every chance we get to expose young girls or college-age females to our industry, whether it's in the office or in the field, we are moving the needle a little bit.
Yeah, and I know that we're going to have another She Builds Summer Camp, and I was just speaking with Jeff about that, and I guess we're going to do it the first week of August this year.
Yeah.
And I think the plan is to maybe try and make it a member focused event, right? With you know, the daughters or you know, females from within our membership, whether it's the office or field staff. That's what I understand. Yeah. So I think you know, we'll start promoting that, and hopefully the members will support it. I think they will, but I think we got to get that message out sooner than later so people can start planning, because summers get pretty busy with vacations, especially in that August time frame. People try and cram in their vacations before school starts. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so. Yeah, and it's such a great opportunity for members too to get involved, to kind of see these kids experience the industry and look at, you know, new ways to get people interested in our industry. It's really, really fun to be a part of it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, while I'm sitting here thinking about it, you know, one of your initiatives when you were president was the Construction 101 program. And then, you know, we had the follow-up 201 program. And that was really interesting, because 90%, I believe, of the participants were female. And, you know, your idea back then was to, hey, you know, we're hiring a lot of office staff that don't know a lot about our industry. So let's provide them with, you know, this 101, you know, basic understanding of terminology and different things within our industry. So, so they're not completely, you know, lost, because we tend to use a lot of, you know, acronyms and, you know, that people that don't know what our industry is about will get really confused on. But, you know, we offered that again this year and had another great response. And I think that's, you know, just another piece of the puzzle of introducing, you know, women to our industry. And I want to give you, you know, public credit for having that idea, because it was your idea. So,
yeah, thanks. Yeah, I think the more that we can just help people feel like they fit, that they understand what's going on, the better off we are.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, another thing I've noticed is that, you know, with our education programs like Leadership AGC and some of the other programs are offering, we're getting now at least two females in every class, you know, of our programs, which, you know, for a long time it was pretty much a male-dominated courses, and getting more females involved in those is a reflection of our members focusing more on getting young women within their office into leadership roles and educating them and exposing them to different opportunities.
Yes, absolutely. I actually just had someone from our office make the comment to me, because they visited one of our job sites, and they said that there wasn't a spot they went to that they didn't see a female working on that job site, and it was really, really nice to see how much that has changed in the last few years.
So, does Tri-North have, how many women does Tri-North have in the field?
Oh, I don't know numbers, but it's a decent chunk. We just did our City of Madison renewal. I don't remember the numbers.
Yeah. I know that's a whole nother discussion, right? The City of Madison.
No
challenge.
Kidding.
Yeah. But, yeah. But I know that Tri-North focuses on in getting women into apprenticeship roles and yep. Job site work. So, yeah. Hey, another initiative that I know you're involved in is Kids Building Wisconsin. And can you talk a little bit about that event?
Absolutely. So it was kind of born from the same place as the She Builds initiative, and it was kind of looking around at our industry and, you know, the workforce shortage, and saying, what can we do to get children interested in careers in the construction industry? And everyone who's been around long enough will remember that we used to have Dozer Days here in, I think it was Dozer Days, here in Madison. And so it was the idea of doing something similar where we make it a fun day for kids to just come and have exposure to the industry. We get information out about what careers in the construction industry look like, and hopefully these kids who have that experience carry that with them and think about, you know, being a part of our industry, but also the parents learn about it. So it's an event that takes place here in Fitchburg, and it's at McKee Farms Park, and it is grown exponentially. There are, I think, well over 30 booths now with members of the construction industry who prepare kind of free activities for the kids to take part in. So it can be as simple as doing like a green screen picture. There's usually some opportunity to build a toolbox or a little flower planter. There's a demo wall where you get to knock down the wall and help rebuild it. There's boom lift rides. And it's just a really great way for kids to come and see what our industry is all about, have a lot of fun, and parents to learn about, you know, average salaries, what are the types of careers in the construction industry, and what does it look like?
Yeah, so there's, what, at least several hundred kids that go attend that every year, right?
I believe last year they were close to 10,000 people going through that event.
10,000 people? Wow.
Yep.
And that's just a one-day event, too, right?
That is just a one-day event. It has grown phenomenally, and it is a lot of fun for all of the kids and everyone who's there.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't realize it was that big. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I know we usually have a green screen there and do some fun stuff with the kids and parents that are attending. But, yeah, so May 18th, McKee Farms Park, and they have a website, right?
They do have a website. It's kidsbuildingwi.org, and it has all of the information, and I think registration is already open, so everyone can get signed up to attend if they want.
All right, great. So we look forward to seeing a lot of AGC members there and hopefully a lot of kids and members of the public, again, continue to grow that thing. Be nice to it'd be kind of double-edged sword outgrowing McKee Farms Park, but it'd be nice to outgrow it at some point. But
No kidding.
Yeah.
It's been really fun to see how popular it has gotten and how many AGC members and other industry companies participate and how fun they make their activities every year.
Yeah. So another thing that you're involved in that I guess is close to my heart is the Tequilas for Tatas, which is an annual fundraiser for the UW Carbone Cancer Center and their stage 4 breast cancer research. I lost two sisters to cancer, one to breast cancer, so this is pretty close to my heart. But talk a little about Tequila for Tatas.
So it was kind of born similar. I lost a friend to breast cancer, and we have another employee who works here who lost some dear family friends to it as well. So the event was born out of that, wanting to fundraise specifically for stage 4 and help fund research because the dial hasn't moved very much on stage 4 in terms of not survivability, but how long people can live with stage 4 breast cancer. And so the research is really important to find ways to make it more of a livable condition. And so the event started as just kind of a, you know, get-together networking event here in our office, and it's morphed a little bit over the last 2 years, and it is now kind of carnival-themed, and it takes place usually in our parking lot. And it's a really, really fun way to raise funds for a great cause. There's always, you know, margaritas because tequila for tatas and a ton of really fun carnival games that people get to play, raffle prizes, 50-50, and anything that we can really do to help fund research at Carbone is our goal with that event.
So how can people, when is the event typically, and how can people get involved or participate?
It takes place in September. This year it's going to be on September 10th here at Tri-North Fitchburg office. And the ways to participate, one, we're always looking for sponsors, and we have really, really fun sponsorship opportunities available. And then two is come and join us and have a lot of fun. Registration will open up probably in May or June, and we'll put that on our website and on all of our social media, and we can send it over to you guys as well at AGC. And register, and registration gets you a couple drink tickets and some game tickets to come and play, and it's just a really, really fun event, and I encourage everyone to come and have a good time.
Yeah, good. Well, that's honorable, and you know, I appreciate what you do there.
It was really great. Last year we raised about $17,000 for Carbone, so it was really, really nice to do and fun.
Good. Yeah. So we touched upon some of your activities you're involved in and different things. So back on the industry a little bit, what are you seeing out there in the industry as far as trends or challenges that Tri-North in particular is running into?
Workforce, I think, continues to be a challenge. I don't think it's any secret that people have struggled the last couple years to find people to do the work. So we continue to run into that. I think it's gotten better, but we're still encountering that problem a little bit. I think one of the other trends that we're seeing is just technology in general, whether it's AI, looking at AI, looking at virtual collaboration, just generally speaking, construction software, and kind of ways to make the process of construction more efficient. So some of it is, from our perspective, more keeping an eye on the technology, keeping up to date on the technology, not necessarily... We aren't quite at the point where we're adopting some of it, but we're making sure that we know what's going on when it comes to technology, I would say.
So you don't want to be on the bleeding edge?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can bleed a lot when it comes to technology and computers, for sure. But
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine, with your work and retail and other things you're doing around the country, that, just trying to stay on top of all of your different projects and the owner demands and everything associated with that has got to be a real challenge. Is there anything going on in the with the real estate, as far as the challenges you're seeing there in the retail sector?
The challenge we're seeing more than anything in the retail sector is a lot of these retailers are needing to get new stores up and running as quickly as possible. And what that sometimes is running into is they're entering into real estate deals that aren't necessarily the best deal. we've had a couple projects where, we get on site to do the work and none of the developer work has been actually completed. And there's a lot of catching up that needs to go into it and helping the retailer figure out what was supposed to be delivered to them and what wasn't delivered to them. And just on the flip side, in terms of our work and our projects, just helping them with their speed to market has really been a challenge for us.
Yeah, because they want to get that store open as soon as possible, right? So they can start getting some cash through the door, right?
Yeah. And they're having a hard time finding reliable contractors that can do it. So they're asking more and more of us, which is great, but then we have to kind of find the ways to make that happen.
Yeah, are you doing much self-performance in that work, or just depends where?
Not a ton, not outside of Wisconsin, unless we absolutely have to.
Yeah.
If it comes down to it, obviously we'll send folks out there if we need to, but for the most part, we keep our self-performance here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, one thing that I get involved quite a bit in is helping members when they travel to other states to, take on projects or whatever. And, working with some members right now and they're looking at we want to take a core crew you know, folks there to make sure everything goes right, and we'll hire locally or sub locally if we have to. But you know, their idea is to take a core crew, but the core crew isn't so sure they want to travel across the country. You know what I mean? Yeah. So there's a little bit of disconnect there, but you know, when there's quite a bit of work here, it's hard to get people to travel when they can stay close to home, and you can't blame them, I guess. You know, so
yeah, very much so.
We
find, you know, our traveling supers, a lot of them are not based in Wisconsin. They're based all over the country, and they just do their traveling for us because that's kind of what they do. That's their game.
Yeah. So you've been on the AGC board for quite a while now, and I'm just curious, you know, your perceptions about, like, AGC and what we've been up to, and some of the challenges you see for AGC, and I guess your participation on the board. And you know, I've been talking to some of our board members and presidents, past presidents, just about, you know, service on the board and the network of folks that you get to know, and I'm just curious about your perspective on that. I know we covered some of it in 2022, but let's talk about it a little bit here too.
Yeah, I think, you know, from my perspective, being involved in AGC as part of the board is such a great way to really truly understand what all AGC does for its members. I know that we work hard as AGC to make sure everyone knows what all services AGC has, but it seems like telling people that and having them experience it are still two very different things. And so I think it's a really great way to learn about that and kind of help become an advocate for AGC's mission and finding new ways to get involved. We try really hard to keep our folks involved in AGC, whether it's through education or training programs or really any way that we can to help further that mission and help our industry, because it's really important. And what AGC does helps all of us, and that's what we all have to remember.
Yeah, so, you know, and one of my messages I've been getting out there to contractors and AGC members is, you know, to get involved where you can and serve on the board when you can. And for all those contractors that are out there sitting on the sidelines letting, you know, our members carry the load for them in the industry and with industry issues, you know, get involved in AGC or your local association or whatever it takes, but get involved and do your part for your industry. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really is, I mean, one of the things time as president was going to the AGC of America annual convention and to the chapter leadership, just to hear what other members in other states are seeing and doing and what other AGC chapters are seeing and doing. It's really, really cool to see what all AGC as an organization does.
Yeah. And we've been talking about that with the other folks too. And, you know, and it's interesting. Everybody says, yeah, you know, we meet people from around the country, meet other board members from around the state. And what's kind of interesting is that, you know, we all kind of have the same issues, and getting to know people and being able to pick up the phone and call someone, whether it's in Wisconsin or across the country, is a benefit of AGC that you don't really think about, but it's a great benefit. So
we have certainly benefited from that a great deal over the years.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, Anna, I really appreciate your time today. I don't really have much else for you unless you have anything in particular you wanted to talk about, but I do appreciate all of the initiatives that you and Tri-North Builders are involved in with Kids Building Wisconsin, you know, our She Builds event, your tequila for Tatas, and I know there's another program that you do around the holidays for families that don't have much of a Christmas.
Yep.
Yeah. So you guys are very benevolent and helping other folks, and I really appreciate that, and I really appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me. It was fun.
All right. You take care. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Forward Construction Podcast. To access this and other AGC podcasts, go to the AGC website at www.agcwi.org or download directly at Google Play or Apple Podcasts. For more information on this podcast or to get involved, please contact Bob Barker at the AGC office.